Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Looney Tunes. You're rocking with Made Famous TV.
Made Famous TV.
Yo, what up? It's your girl Shamika, and you are now tuned in to Made Famous TV. And right now, I'm sitting down with Mr. Looney Tunes in your area. What's up with you?
What's cracking?
How you doing? Pretty good, man. Just maintaining. So, what you been up to, man? I ain't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. I've been in L.A. For the past 8 years.
Oh, wow.
And I just finally came back. But I was in L.A., you know, working hard, doing my thing, you know.
Gotcha.
Networking. Working with different artists and stuff, yeah.
Gotcha. You care to name drop any of those artists you working with in LA?
And, I did a lot of work with The Game. We did some stuff. Did some stuff with Diddy. I did some stuff with Caleb Rihanna while I was out there. Did some stuff with Richard McQuinn. Did some stuff with Luke Kell. Just a few, you know.
Just a few? You ain't just gonna casually say those names, like. How were those experiences?
Definitely dope, you know. It's kind of cool. Everybody kind of have their own little way of, you know, making music.
Gotcha. How did those situations come about? How did you get to work with such big names? Because, I mean, you mentioned The Game, you mentioned Diddy, Rich Homie Quan. Like,
I mean, I honestly just kind of being at the right place at the right time.
Gotcha.
You know? For real.
Gotcha. So let's go back to the roots, man, because you started out, well, I remember you starting out here in Atlanta from when I
remember. I'm looking at the face like, you know, I remember seeing her around. I used to come to like the open mics.
And yeah, man.
Did
the photo work for you one time?
That's dope. So you still in the A?
Yeah, I'm still in Atlanta,
okay,
man.
Okay, dope. I'm back here.
Good to have you back, man, because you were really making a big name for yourself. Like, I still bump Powerful Draws. It just came out. Yeah, man. So what, so let's talk about how you started, how you got into music here in Atlanta.
I used to just hit, like, a bunch of, open mics back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Had my uncle was my old manager.
Gotcha.
He was kind of like taking me around the city. Mm-hmm. We would go to like Middle Georgia. We would go to a couple of different open mics around the city, just perform, and really just kind of network with other independent, you know, artists around the city.
Gotcha. So you had a situation with Block Entertainment at one time, right?
Yep, I was signed to Block.
Mm-hmm. Talk about
signed
that.
Signed to Block. So I was signed to Block in 2007.
Okay, yep.
And I got a chance to work with, you know, like Gucci, produce a single with him and Gucci. Did a bunch of tracks with Young Jock. Mm-hmm. Definitely interesting, man, you know.
Yeah, man.
It was kind of interesting being up there, Block. You get to kind of see the good, bad, and ugly of the music industry, but it definitely taught me a lot, you know?
Right. Do you still keep in contact with anybody affiliated with the label?
I know Zohi and I say Miami.
Oh, okay.
I kind of talk to Jock every now and then. Mm-hmm. But the dude who signed me, Block, I haven't heard from him in a minute. But, gotcha. I mean, everybody kind of flow through Atlanta, so. I just came back, so it was only a matter of time that I run into him, you know.
Gotcha. You're not still signed to Block, though, right?
No, that was 2007.
Okay, well, you know, some of these artists be signing these lifetime deals.
Man, tell me about it. I'm talking about.
Gotcha.
I have a signature on there. If I don't even say for life.
right. It'd be like, hey, it's going to put me in a better situation, so let me go ahead and sign.
Nah, I'm definitely not signing Block no more. Yeah, no. I'd be miserable if I was. That'd be crazy. That's too damn long. It's like over 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you said you just got back to Atlanta. How long you been back in Atlanta?
Probably 3-4 months.
Oh, yeah. You just got, when you say you just got back, you just got back.
Yeah, I got back like this summer. Kind of make the whole transition back, you know, be back with family. Just kind of set up shop here, you know, in LA. Kind of made it, had his little run, you know, 8 years.
Gotcha. So being back with family and then kind of like you said, LA running this course, is that what brought you back?
Yeah, you know, just kind of, you know, wanted to do something different, you know.
Gotcha.
You know, kind of dabbling into the real estate and, you know, doing real estate in LA is, you know, a whole other different ballgame.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but, real estate. Okay. We investing?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm currently, like, building my compound right now.
Okay.
You know, in Smyrna. I'm starting off with, like, 2 rooms. But that, when I get done with it, it's going to be, like, 4 rooms.
Okay.
I'm doing, like, podcasts and a few recording studios.
So gotcha, man.
It's coming together.
So I heard recording studio, so we ain't leaving the music alone.
No.
Okay.
Music gonna always be there.
You know, all right. Just making sure.
Yeah, music is the first love, you know. So.
Yeah, you're too talented. You're too talented, exactly. Man. You're too talented. So yeah, never give that up. And you're very versatile, you know, as an artist. Got a little singing going on and production and stuff like
exactly.
That.
I'm more in CEO mode right now, though. I ain't really doing the artist thing. Yeah, I kind of leave that for the young jitterbugs.
Gotcha. Well, you've developed enough knowledge now to kind of pass it on and be that CEO. So
yeah, exactly. Shout out to my artist, Farrakhan.
Farrakhan. What does Farrakhan have going on right now? New single?
We put out a song called Lane Switching. It kind of, you know, ran its course, but he's out of Mobile.
Okay.
We're working on a project right now, and come top of the year.
Does he rap or sing?
No, he's rap.
Rap, gotcha. So y'all check out Farrakhan lane switching, right?
Yeah.
Straight out of Mobile.
Yeah, heavy Farrakhan lane switching. Yeah.
Heavy Farrakhan. Produced by Looney Tunes. Is we still at in the Looney Tunes in your area? Or is it just Looney Tunes? Okay.
Nah, it's Looney Tunes. Yeah. Nah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you had it right.
So what? I mean, you left us one time to go to LA. So what prompted the relocation?
Nah, see, honestly, when I produced the song with Rihanna, you know, the love song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that album ended up winning a Grammy. I'm like, well, I got a Grammy. I can't stay in Atlanta. Let me, you know, explore LA.
Right.
And I went out there and kind of, you know, definitely explored it for sure. It's different. It's like apples and oranges. It's real fast paced.
Gotcha.
A lot of money going back and forth. Everything is more expensive in LA than Atlanta.
Gotcha.
You know, I mean, tell people if you can make it in LA or New York, you know what I'm saying? From the year to
gotcha.
Make it anywhere.
Got yo, yeah.
Gotcha. Over another ball game.
You being real modest right now because, I mean, you just said when you produced the love song for Rihanna, as if that ain't a big deal.
I mean,
got
it
a
is.
Grammy winner up here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know. Hey, man, listen. Humble beginnings.
Yeah, no, I feel you. So yeah, talk about – let's talk about that love song record. How did that come about?
That was just
about?
Another day, you know, just another day working with Future.
Okay.
Future, like, you know, doing some stuff with Rihanna. You know, so you're just kind of shooting her ideas, and we did an idea, and that happened to just be a love song and kind of stuff.
Right.
So she, you know, Blue June wrote her verses, and Rihanna sung it, and, you know, 2-3 million copies sold later.
right. Yeah. That's a huge record. It was a dope record. How did you feel when you, is that the moment that you realized, cause you had already had success, like I said, here in Atlanta, but definitely having a Grammy, you know, having a record produced by you with Rihanna's vocals laid on it, in addition to Future's, you know, who was a different animal at
the
time.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, the beginning of the duets. That's what I tell people. That's kind of like the beginning of, like, you know, the duets with the artist and the, you know, rapper. And but I definitely a great feeling. I didn't you know, realize it was going to do what it was, or like, mm-hmm. you know, at least achieve like, you know, Grammy stuff. But
right. Well, so it was pretty life changing, huh?
Oh yeah. Most definitely life changing for sure.
So you've definitely had some ups and downs in this music industry. I mean, you spoke about like working with Block or being signed to Block. You know, you got to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. And obviously, we know working in this music industry is not always cute.
No, not at all.
So, look, what are some of those lessons you learned?
I mean, you know, really, just never take, you know, any situation for granted. You know, it definitely was some ups and downs, but you know, you just kind of gotta appreciate the moment and just kind of push through. You know,
right?
It's not, it's not always easy, so you just gotta, you know what I'm saying? Gotcha. Find your motivation, you know, keep it pushing.
Gotcha. Now with this, with the pandemic that's going on, because you know, pushing records back in 07, you know, you actually had to get out and you had to rub elbows with the DJs, you know, you had to be in a couple of clubs per night, like there were no nights off. And now, I mean, things are starting to open back up a bit, but it's not the same. So how has the pandemic changed the way that, I mean, I know you're in CEO mode, but how you push music for your upcoming artists?
No, it's different. You know, it's more stream based. Mm-hmm. You know, and then people ain't really. I mean, some people doing shows, but for the most part, it's more stream based. More shoot, more videos. And
right.
Kind of really kind of gear up 2021 and kind of see, you know, how the, I guess, economy or the world, you know, whether they're gonna do the vaccine thing or shut it back down. I hope they don't shut it back down.
Yeah.
The Lord knows they did that at the beginning, like, you know, the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It was too crazy. Nobody didn't want to leave the house.
Oh, yeah.
And then when we left the house, it was like,
oh, yeah. Like,
I don't want to breathe air nowhere.
Right, right. Oh, you look like you about to have a sneeze coming out. Let me go to the other side of the sidewalk.
I said, my nigga sneezed and cough, couldn't do shit. It was like, what the fuck? But it was kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
Somehow I saved a shit ton of money, you know. You can't go nowhere. You can't spend that. It's like, oh damn, you know, just save.
Right.
You know.
Got a pretty, in addition to saving money, we got some dope things that have come out of the pandemic, like the Versus battles. How do you feel about the Versus battle so far?
I'm really kinda curious about this Gucci one coming out.
Oh
I
yeah.
Think that's like, that one might be the highly anticipated one.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other one that was kind of anticipated was the Teddy Riley Babyface one.
Yeah.
That one was pretty good. But it's so funny because, like, you kind of got to evolve with the time because, you know, people were, like, going live with each other. Now it's like, oh, they want you to be there.
Right.
You know, I think the first one, when it was there in the same room, I want to say that was the it wasn't the Monica and Brandon one, was it?
I don't know. I don't know if it was DMX and.
Matter of fact, it was the. Was it? It was not. Was it DMX?
Or was it Jada Kiss and Fabulous?
I want to say DMX and Snoop. Because I think after that one, it was the Beanie Man. It was the reggae one.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I caught that one yet. So who you got winning in this upcoming Jeezy and Gucci Mane battle? I feel like you're pretty credible because you're actually from Atlanta, right?
Yeah, Gucci all day for sure. I got a chance to work with Gucci. I know Gucci personally.
Okay.
You know, though, I know the old Gucci. I know
the old.
I know the old Gucci.
So you got Gucci.
Of course. Look, you gotta understand, Gucci has way more songs, way more albums.
Okay.
It's like, I mean, he probably got. He probably got way more money too. Yeah, most of them rich, but
right.
Yeah, Gucci, he hands down got way more projects, more street cred. You know what I mean? Like, definitely look out for his artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
gotcha.
Jeezy, he got a bad rep of, you know, branding his artists. You know, so.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, there were, I'm just thinking about it, like, there were so many artists that were hot, like, back in 07, and then, like, you just don't hear much of some of those artists now. Not the big names, like, you know, we still know about Jeezy and Gucci. But some of those upcomers and stuff like that, it's just crazy just to kind of see, like, you thought it would be the next big thing, or at least I thought they would be.
Yeah, man, they, you know, one-hit wonders, shit real.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the labels, they always, the labels, they always kind of, always looking for the next, next artist to kind of blow up. Yeah, because this shit is all numbers.
So you ain't signing to no, you would not sign to another label, or maybe your label. You would do
probably a little JJV deal, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That definitely seemed like something in the works for sure.
So you've already, again, I'm gonna keep saying you've achieved a certain level of success. I'm not gonna not give you your flowers, and I'm not gonna let you not give yourself the flowers, because that's dope. There's a lot of people who don't achieve half of what you've achieved.
Yeah.
But what? So what's next? Like, what do you hope to achieve next? Like, what's the goal now? I mean, I know.
Nah, pretty much what we just said. Like, you know, the label.
Right.
You know, me doing the label situation, and kind of, you know. So with me, I'm kind of, got this thing where I'm kind of like, gonna set up a studio here.
Then
I'm gonna go to Charlotte, set up a studio, and you know, kind of just kind of branch out.
Okay.
You know, with the whole studio world.
Okay, got you. Signing any more acts, maybe?
Possibly. Yeah, I'm trying to do like one at a time. I don't try to overwhelm myself.
Yeah, I think that's dope. You know, you put, see how that goes, and then, you know, you branch off. So many times I see people like, yo, I got this artist and I got that artist. And I'm like, well, which artist is the main one?
Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to overwhelm myself, but, you know, just one at a time. Just take it one at a time.
Gotcha. So before I let you go, what else you got? I know, so we got you in CEO mode, record label, studio.
Yes, be real good. Estate. That's the name of the label. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Top of the year, we buying the city.
Gotcha. Beat Jug.
Yeah, Beat Jug. Yeah.
Man, that's been around for a long time. You still rocking with?
You know about Beat Jug. Look, I had Beat Jug since 2010, 2011.
Yeah, man. It's good to see you. It's good to see you. You still rocking, man. Good to see you.
Nah, for sure. You got to come by the compound. I'm like, I'm probably like 65% done.
Okay,
I still gotta put up like the walls and stuff, but it's framed out already.
Yeah, man, I gotta come check that out, man.
Yeah, you know, I know, you know, hella artists that need studio time. And then it's like, what you're doing right now, I'm creating a space. But I'm having like a podcast room as well.
Okay.
So you can kind of be able to come, you know, use the space for.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to be entering the podcast?
I'm not doing no podcast. I mean, I might, but that's not my.
Not your thing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Have you heard about that new app, Clubhouse? Where people can talk with the voice. That's pretty much like we're doing right now, is you just talk.
Oh, you said it's called Clubhouse? That's an app.
It's gonna be like the next best thing.
Oh, I need to check that out.
Yeah, like real networking app. Like, you kind of create your own room and invite people in, and everybody talk about what they do and network by voice instead of by text.
Right. No, I haven't. I need to check that out. Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get into this app business. Shoot.
You feel me? That's what I was saying. I'm like, the creator, goddamn.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm trying to work no more.
But what about you? You kind of doing? And you doing interviews now? And
yeah. Doing this, you know, just the whole podcasting thing.
Okay, cool, dope.
You know, just trying to make it do what it do.
Nah, as you should. Nah,
it'll build up this Made Famous TV platform. So
okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
No, that's good. No, I appreciate the interview. And just, you know, tap in with me and I'll keep you posted, you know, on the compound or whatever.
Before I let you go, man, let everybody know where they can hit you up at on social media.
Same. DJ Looney Tunes, Twitter, Instagram, It's all the same.
DJ.
I started a YouTube for my car page, but I need to like post more on that.
Yeah.
Hellcat. You got a Hellcat Looney car page. I need to post.
Man, post stop more. Playing with them.
Exactly.
All right. Well, man, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to kick it with us, man. And
yeah, my fault for the tardiness. I apologize.
Man, it's all good.
Tony hit me up like, yo, you forgot. I'm like, oh, nah, I ain't get no link. I thought you were going to send me
the link. Oh, nah, it's all good, man. It's all good.
Yeah, nah, it's all, we made it happen. It's
been a pleasure talking to you, man.
Nah, it's all good now. Same here.